The Testimony of Mr. X. This brings us to the words of Mr. X, the very first witness interviewed by Project Camelot. He died suddenly of a massive stroke as he was getting ready to come forward, reveal his identity, and tell much more of what he learned in classified projects. Nonetheless, we do have his written testimony of the top secret documents he read, which revealed the messages that had been given to our world leaders as early as the 1950s. Jerry Pippin directly interviewed this witness and wrote about what he heard. The ETs have said they will conduct a mass landing all over the world on December 21st or 22nd, 2012, whether our leaders like it or not. Apparently, our media will be used, or some similar worldwide method, more likely to be telepathic, to convey this information to the whole world. It will be something everyone will know. People will be given a choice as to whether they want to evolve spiritually and travel with the ETs or not. Mr. X, we'll be given choices. Question, and the choice is what? Mr. X, whether or not we want to learn where they came from and to learn to evolve more spiritually so we too can go throughout the universe and make life. It's easy to overlook the impact of what Mr. X really means when he says we will have the choice to evolve more spiritually. A transcript of their interview reveals even more details. I have no idea if this will actually happen, but it is certainly interesting to speculate. There will be a mass of information released that will shatter most of our core beliefs. Some will panic because their belief system will be shattered. Some will be angry because they have been lied to for so long. Some will think that the end of the world is here. Most will be confused at best about religious issues, since the truth will be told, and that truth will shatter all religious beliefs. We will learn the true history of man through the ETs and the powers that be. It is inevitable. If the world stays on the track it is on, and I see no reason for it to change, we will have to be shown the truth. And if those who run the world do not do it, the ETs will. As the old saying goes, the truth will set you free. I have handpicked the very best data from 30 years of dedicated research to put this book together for that very reason. And with this knowledge, we have the tools to create the golden age. We can create limitless, clean, non-polluting, free energy. We can create spectacular new healing technologies. We can conquer gravity, space, and time, and move effortlessly throughout the galaxy. We may well experience a worldwide awakening of the pineal gland, giving us dramatic new intuitive abilities, possibly even enabling us to move into a light body state. If the Zoroastrian legend of Fraso Kererti is indeed true, then time as we know it may change in some fundamental way, giving us the ability to enter into non-local, non-linear time, the realm of time-space, much more easily. I feel that we are being given an invitation to use the knowledge this book contains, along with many other sources of positive, uplifting, and inspiring information. The Golden Age is a participatory event, not something we sit back and wait for. The technologies I have shared with you are real. They can be developed. And they can transform our society into a level that we would normally only think of as science fiction. We are not helpless against Earth changes and shadowy quasi-political world powers. Our own minds are in symbiosis with one another and with the Earth in a way we do not currently understand on any mass level. Our human relatives appear to have been responsible for planting the seeds of every major world religion, and their messages about the importance of loving and respecting others have reached everyone on Earth. The energy of the universe is provably loving in nature. and this makes it very likely that all the events now happening on Earth and throughout our solar system, despite how ominous they may appear to so many people, do have a positive purpose to help inspire a mass, collective, human evolution and awakening. The love we create in our own lives may even extend all the way through into a complete evolution of what it means to be human. We tend to adore complexity and mental puzzles, but in this case, the truth may be very simple. The Earth is a school for spiritual learning, and we are all students. Graduation day is upon us, and we get our diploma by proving to ourselves and everyone else on a higher level that we don't need to keep repeating the same lessons anymore, lifetime after lifetime, and creating a mass dream of hell. If we are indeed on the threshold of such a radical shift in the nature of what it means to be alive and conscious, then soon we will experience this majestic transformation in the now. It will happen in real time as a living, breathing, vividly wonderful experience. We may indeed come to realize that the world has been like a vast illusion, a lucid dream where everything we create keeps reflecting back to us, and we finally recognize that we have never truly been awake before. The facts are on the table. The source field is a reality. We all want to make this world a better place, and we now have a new set of tools to help us do it. We are not victims, and we are definitely not alone.